My name's Ross. I'll take you through the ShopRite company update that we've just done. So the brief overview and the summary of ShopRite is it's a very, very good quality company at high prices, beating out Spar and Pick n Pay and Woolies at the moment, and has shown good share price returns in the last few years. From a macro point of view, we are a little bit concerned about the inflationary impact. We saw from their recent results, which is half year results, which just came out at the beginning of this month, saw revenue up 14%, but 6.5% on a like-for-like when stripped out of all their acquisitions, which points towards a volume decline of about 1%. The internal selling price was about 7.5%. Not only the other retailers that are seeing the pinch a bit, but also ShopRite. And obviously they've grown their market share very comfortably in the last couple of years. They're going on 56 months of uninterrupted growth, which is quite incredible when that's almost 5 years of non-stop market share growth, which they're obviously taking from the likes of Pick n Pay and Spar. And then the previous talking points were of the high diesel costs, which seem to be coming down now. At their worst, it was about 150 million rand a month, which would put it on annual run rates of about 1.8 billion rand. So now it's down to about 500 million. So that's about 1 billion for a full year. So that does impact the margin slightly, but they've done a very, very good job at navigating the load shedding crisis. We do have a whole recommendation on the stock. As I said, it's a very good quality company, growing nicely, but it is at stretched levels from a multiple point of view. So if we can see those come down, then it would be a little bit more appealing to us.